Right. Let's start again from the Tashma on Kofunoso, Livnos, Beshar, Vidalis, Lachatzer.
Okay?
Well, because then the next Tashma picks up from there. So we gotta let's get back into the rhythm. So what does the Gemara say?
Kofunoso, Livnos, Beshar, Vidalis, Lachatzer. Force him to build a Beshar or a Delet to his Lachatzer.
So I can force the people in the Chatzer to build a doorway so that no one can look into the Chatzer. Okay? So that implies that therefore Hezekriah is actually Hezek. Why? Because again, it's focusing on the forcing part, right? Okay, but the Gemara says no. Stop. Right. So the case is different because, and like what we said last time, right, is that there's a difference between saying there's very little, your expectation of privacy within a chatzar is completely different than the idea of the chatzar itself being a semi-private makom. So if people from the outside can look into my chatzar, that undermines the very identity of a chatzar itself. You understand? There's a difference between intra-chatzar expectation of privacy and then makom chatzar expectation of privacy. Okay? That's what we left off with. But now the Gemara says, one second. So if you're going to tell me that there's a difference, I mean, you're going to love how this Gemara works, by the way. It's really, whatever, it gets into the DNA of the methodology of Gemara. But now the Gemara says, you're going to tell me that public is different, but one second. The yachid lo. So you're telling me, therefore, there's no hezek re'iyah by a yachid, right? Again, the implication being that hezek re'iyah. Now, again, pay attention to the language yachid, right? Meaning, what does yachid now mean in this context? No, that's what it literally means. What? What do you mean by reshus? Okay, private. Right, private. There's rabim is public, right? Yachid would be private. That Hezek Re'iyah is something that exists that the public can, or Hezek Re'iyah exists in the domain of public being able to see into my private area, right? But then the question is there such a thing as Hezek Re'iyah within a private area? So Gemara is saying, are you sure that's not true? Because Tashma, that's your cue. My love, Bekosa. Right? Okay. So now, the Gemara is shrewd. So the Gemara says, one second. It says in the Mishnah later on, Ein Cholkin Es HaChatzer. Right? Now, the fact that it says, we don't require the two people, or I can't force, let's go back to the me and Yudi case, okay? If Yudi and I have a Chatzer that's less than Arba, let's say we have a Chatzer that's 7x7. Okay, 7 amos by 7 amos. Now Yudi says, listen, Ginsburg, I don't want you using my side of the chatzar anymore. It's time to split the chatzar up in half. Problem is, in splitting in half, what's going to happen? We're going to destroy our chatzeros because a chatzar needs to have dal by dal to be a chatzar. That's not a big area. I'm talking about 6 feet or so. That's right, we won't have a chatzar. You're ruining my chatzar. You're ruining my chatzar. It's not an area for Tashrish anymore. I can't move around. I can't do my stuff. Right. But it has to be an area of normative Tashrish. There's no Tashrish anymore. One second, second. So since I can't force Yudi, to build the Chatzar in a situation, excuse me, be quiet, Chaim. Since I can't force Yudi to build a wall when it will obliterate my tiny Chatzar, of course, what does that mean? If the chatzar was 10 by 10, I could force you to do it. Meaning, the way the Gemara is learning is that, what's the Mishnah telling you? I can always force Yudi to build a wall to split up my chatzar, unless in building the wall, it's going to destroy whatever chatzar I had left.
Wait, why do we care about Shem chatzar?
Just finish the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, lo.
Lo. The Masifas.
We're back to the old Masifas. Okay, what's the Masifas? What? Okay, meaning, all you can learn from that Mishnah, you don't have to learn from the Mishnah that you have to build a Hezek Re'iyah wall. Maybe you'll say, what's the Mishnah teaching you? What? A demarcating wall, right? There's nothing in Ein Cholkin Es HaChatzer that tells me, maybe that's talking about a Shutfus issue. How do you know it's talking about a Hezek Re'iyah issue? All the Gemara's telling you, all the Mishnah's telling you is that I can't force Yudi to build a Masifas, like a demarcation, right, when we have a small chatzar. Because in building that demarcation, what's going to happen? It obliterates my chatzar, right? But I can learn from that, and I can force Yudi to build it if our chatzar is big. So David is going to tell us right now. So the Havmina is saying that that you will learn from Ein Chulkin. Again, Ein Chulkin, which means what?
Splitting.
Splitting, right? So you would think that since Ein Chulkin by less than the Chatzar, if it's a 10 by 10, right, I can force you to build a wall. So why would you learn Ein Chulkin to mean that? David? David is using, just listen, David is using the example of the small Chatzar. He's building as far off of that, okay? But he's not defining that. He doesn't care about defining the, what happens with the six. He's just saying the Gemara use it for a reason, right? David, make sure what I'm saying is correct, okay?
You are saying what's correct.
That's not true. I know. I want to sure that we're both thinking the same way. So what he's saying is like this. He's saying, okay, well, what do we know? We know that if it's less than 10, let's say it's less than 8 by, whatever, 6 by 6. So what's going to happen now, right? So in the literal reading of the Gemara, Ein Chulkin es Achatzer, that implies that in building, I can't ever build something, right? Because in doing so, what's going to happen? The initial way of learning is it's going to destroy the Shem Chatzer. Okay, right? If we built, but before I say what it is that we're building, if I built X, building X would do what? It would destroy the Shem Chatzar. So David in his brilliance says, you know what? Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well then what does X must be? And the Gemara says, it must be a wall. Why? Because what does a wall do? What a wall will do now, a wall divides up and produces new Chatzeros. But here's the problem though. If it's less than 8 by 8, there's no new Chatzeros for it to produce. But what's happening when you build it? Of course it's going to be a wall. Because a wall does what? A wall creates new Chatzeros. Right? That's the natural way to learn. And if it's a wall, walls always mean Hezekria. You understand? The trap you guys get caught in is to focus on Hezekria versus demarcation. The Gemara is more subtle. What the Gemara is showing you is that if it's less than 8 by 8, so what's going to happen now? So now you're going to say, I have no Chatzar to speak of. But if you're going to say, I have no Chatzar to speak of, that means what does the X thing I'm building do? It creates two new Chatzeros. Went from one uniform to two new ones, right? But that doesn't happen through a mesifas. That happens through a wall. Ah, if you're telling me I need a wall, then what does that imply? Hezekria, Shmei Hezek. Okay? That's why you're not following that point. What David is saying is that there's a difference between saying I'm creating a new chatzar versus saying, you know what? I'm basically delineating chatzar sections and demarcating usages here and usages here. There's a difference between the two. And the Havmin is saying I'm actually creating a new Shem Chatzar. But that can only be done through a wall. You cannot create a new Shem Chatzar through a Masifas. That's exactly how I was thinking about it. From an aerial perspective, if you look down on the Chatzar, right? Before the wall was in the middle, you know what I would say? It's one big Chatzar. When I build that wall, now you know what I see? Two discrete Chatzeros.
And then if I take a ditch and you have a dirt...
No, you wouldn't! You would say there's a ditch between the two! Hold on. What David's saying is that in the Maskana, he's saying that, what does a Masifas do? And there's what's the you don't have to learn that that in creating something between our chatzeros by definition or producing two numakomos. No, you can say you know what it's doing. It's just delineating areas of tashmish. So that I can do with a mesifas. A mesifas can tell me use this side versus that side. Okay. Now going back to Sean's point, but if I had something that's less than 8 by 8, so there's no side to speak of anymore. It obliterates the idea of a side. But that's the point. The point is, there's no reason why you have to say when building something in the middle is, by definition, creating new chatzeros. You could just say it's simply there to delineate tashmish. That's your side of tashmish. That's my side of tashmish. That's why it flows so beautifully from the last Gemara. You see, a chatzer always has a kosal because the rabbim has a rabbim shiny. Because without, in order to... Okay, so this is what I love about this sequence in the Gemara now is we've gone from, you see, sometimes you got to take a step back and just see the flow. Not, I mean, you're right about the tension I presented by Shutfus, but let's put that to the side. Where the Gemara, we have this makam of a chatzar, okay? Now we know that there is an idea of some expectation of privacy in the Shem Chatzar itself, because Hezek Rabim, right? That we know. So that we've taken care of. Now the Gemara swings to the other direction and now wants to deal with a private house, right? A private house. So now the Gemara says that you're not allowed to do what? Let's say you have, let's say a person has walls in their house. Asher. So what's the case? If I want to build a wall, right, I have to build the wall far enough away from the windows of my neighbor's house, okay? Be'mil mala, be'mil mata, be'mil kinagdan, arbamos, okay? Now, let's just pick one of them. Why do I have to make sure that it has to be 4 amos below the window?
So you can't use it to stand on and look into it.
Exactly. So imagine my neighbor had windows, 10 feet off the ground, okay? So I'd have to make sure to make, I had to build a wall. I'm allowed to build a wall next to his house as long as the wall's built in a way where if I climbed on top of the wall, I could not see into his house. Okay?
Climb on top or see from any point? If I go like over here and windows are here, they're shut in.
Well, that's Arba Amos away.
Right, meaning I don't have to go to the top of the wall. Meaning, yeah, okay.
What's the key point, though? The key point in the Gemara is that what do I have to do? I have to go ahead and build my wall in a way to make sure it doesn't cause hezek re'iyah for the guy in the house. No, that's what the Gemara is saying, right? No, but that's what the Gemara deduces, right? Kedei shelo yotzis v'yira, milamatan kedei shel yamod v'yira, mikenegdan kedei shel yafil, right? So all these situations are ones that prevent me from doing hezek re'iyah to the inside of the house, right? But what does that mean? That implies that... because the Gemara keeps going back and forth with this. The Gemara is now saying, doesn't this demonstrate that Hezek Re'iyah Yachid exists? The Gemara's answer is no. Hezekah Debayis Shiny. All right? So now, don't you see the other end of the spectrum now? In other words, one extreme is Hezek Rabim, right? That's this end, right? Then the Gemara says the other extreme is Hezek Bias, meaning that there's no question that Hezek Rabim is real Hezek Re'iyah, and there's no question Hezek Bias is real Hezek Re'iyah. Right? The question, of course, is the hezek of what? Of the chatzar. Okay? What? That's a good question. We have to answer that. There's the Gemara is saying, what's the Gemara saying this way? The Gemara is saying that, fine, I'll show you that there is hezek by yachid, right? But it's a funny case it uses. It uses the case of using my kosel built in my chatzar, right, to look into your house. Okay? So I want to understand, what's the hobby I'm going to hear? Just to make it easy for you, the Gemara is trying to say that the fact that you see that I can't build my wall in a way that allows me to look into your house, right? I could therefore extrapolate from that Hezek Re'iyah exists in a Makom Yachid, which would include what? A Chatzar. Kamash Malan, Hezek Debayis Shiny. That the Hezek of inside a house is different than a Chatzar. So again, notice we've gone from public to Chatzar. Now we're going private to Chatzar. It's a great setup the Gemara is doing. You see that, David? It's a perfect setup. So what's the hobby of Maskana? I'm not giving anything away yet, but I'm saying the Gemara is stuck. The Gemara is stuck now because the Gemara is trying to, and using Hezek Re'iyah, Lashme Hezek, or Shme Hezek, it's trying to get us to understand what the expectation of privacy is in a Chatzar. That's what it's trying to get out of this sequence here. So we know for sure by Rabin that there's some expectation of privacy in a Chatzar. That's for sure, because I can force you to build a door to seal off the outside, right? And David's right. If I'm outside, if I'm in Times Square, there's no expectation of privacy. But you know, when it comes to a house, it seems to make sense to say there's a complete expectation of privacy. But then you don't want to say that, see, this is the hard part. The hard part is, how do you define, this is the methodology point. You can't just say that the chatzar is a mixture of the two. There's no tarovis of privacy that could exist, right? That doesn't make any sense. So what is it then? That's what you have to clarify. That's the hobby of the Maskana here. The Maskana here, there's actually going to be one more point by the Gag, but the Maskana here is now trying to really get to the heart of what is the expectation of privacy, or in definitive terms, how do we define the privacy of a chatzar? Yeah. There's a good precedent for something like this, which exists by the case of about Nosin Talmud of Gam. Okay? Again, you guys are young, but when you're learning for years, right, which you will be, you start realizing there's precedents that exist that help you out with Sfaras. So a good example is Nosin Talmud of Gam. So let's say there's an idea of Nosin Talmud of Gam, which is that let's say I cook something in my pot, right? So then after 24 hours, right, whatever tam was in there becomes pogum. Okay? Now the question that Rishonim struggle with is that, actually the Gemara does, is that is it that the moment that I, in other words, does the clock start immediately? And therefore what I say is the moment it starts, so now there's some type of pegima taking place. Now it's got to wait along for it to be culminate. So it starts off as 1% pogame, and then ends off as 100%, right? That's the Havmina. The Havmina is saying that once I have a makom with an expectation of privacy, so the chatzar is no different than the bias, right? In other words, fine, you could say there's more quantitative privacy in my house, but ultimately, what's the difference? There's private zones and public zones. Okay, so we can start harping about how much privacy exists in a chatzar versus a bias, but the point is, they're private areas. So that's it. So the hezek re'iyah, shme hezek, that's the Havmina. So how do you peel chatzar away? Okay, so you peel it away. How do you create like a definable zone? So he's obviously right when he says it's a bias lacking. But I would say like this, I'd put it in more secular terms, right? I would say that there's a question of, you can say there's an idea of a place not being public, right? Versus saying something have a positive identity being private, okay? Show me a difference between the two. There's a difference between saying there's an area that's not public versus saying there's something that has a positive chaloshem of being private. Obviously, the positive chaloshem of being private is your house. Yeah. So what, I mean, I was thinking about giving examples of makomos, but David's right. I mean, one way to measure it is very simple. There's the tashmish you would do in your bias, and tashmish you do in your chatzer. And it's pretty clear that there are things you would do in your house that you would never do in the chatzer, not because there's because the chatzer is simply, there's because my house is positively private. But in the chatzer, what do you call it? It's just, it's not a public area. But give me an example of places. Can you give me an example of makom? No, that's good. So you wouldn't say, no, Chaim, you're right. You wouldn't say that's private, right? But you won't say, but you'd say it's not public. It's not in the public, right? So chatzer is a makom that's removed from the public, but it doesn't have the positive identity being private. So that's why Hezek Riyah Lashmei Hezek. That's how you can differentiate one from the other. Okay? All right? Well, now one more. Go to the next case. Now, Asher, the Gemara wants to push one more step. Okay? What does the Gemara now say? Yeah. Please, let's get this set up. So now the Gemara says, Tashma, the Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel. Okay, so now you have a funny case. So, okay, so the roof is where?
It's on top of your house.
No, second. So, all right, nurse. Not quite.
Roof courtyard.
What? Okay, roof courtyard. How does that work?
The house is lower than mine.
Okay, right. So the roof of the house. Right, so the roof. Right, the roof of the house is shoved to the karka of the chatzar. Okay? So if you continued walking from your chatzar and you kept going west, let's say, you'd walk right onto my roof. So the top of my house is the bottom of your chatzar. Okay? Which, right, so now. So now, what does the Gemara say? One second. So guys, what does the Gemara say? It says, Osun lo makeh gavoh arba amos. Now, let's understand. Who is that? To who though?
Seemingly the God guy onto the Chatzar guy.
Well, the Chatzar guy. No. The Chatzar guy says to the God guy, "I don't want you looking into my Chatzar."
Right.
So I could tell the God guy, right?
They build a wall.
Right. Meaning like this. Meaning I don't want the guy going up to the God to be able to look at me doing what I'm doing in my chatzer.
Are they two different
chatzeros? Oh, I don't know yet. Hold on. Right now, again, look at the variable the Gemara has created here. It's now taken us out of chatzer. We know where chatzer is not a public area, right? But now, what would you say about a gog? A gog is not a public area, right? But it's not private either. So look what the Gemara's done. It's beautiful. The Gemara now has, Gemara's found another locale, right? That has, you see it, David? Another locale that has in it chatzar properties, but it's not a chatzar. Why is it a chatzar? So the Gemara tells you. So right now it says, you would think that I could force a guy to build a makeh. Shiny awesome. Oh, so what can I say? So the Baal Chatzar is the Baal Gog. Right, well, meaning like this, meaning that, listen, buddy, right, listen, buddy, chatzeros, you know what they're made for? Tashmish, right? Barbecues and beauty sunbathing and things of that nature, right? Yeah. Things of that nature, right? But a gog, what do you want a gog, right? Okay, well, there are some things we do on gogs. For instance, back then they would So on a gog, right, what I could say to the guy, I could say, listen, I can force you to build it because what are you going to use your gog for, right? Gog's not for tashmish kavua, right? It's you do use it for some things, but it's not like you're up there all the time, right? You go there once in a while, right? So let's use sunbathing as our example. So maybe Yudi will use his roof to sunbathe, right? That's the only thing he does on there. And he'll do it like once a day, right? But my chatzar, I use it all the time, right? So v'lo yadana behe yidana slika v'asis, right? So I don't know when you're going to go up to your roof. I don't know when. Right, so the Gemara says, as a result of that, it's done minach, right? So I want to be able to become protect myself from you looking in. But by two chatzeros, right, what do we say?
I thought
that's
where we ended.
No, right. Notice, what's the Gemara's end point? Getting back to the overarching issue, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek or Lash Shmei Hezek. So the Gemara is concluding that what? Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek where?
Right.
In this case, by the Gog and Chatzer case. But by two Chatzeros, the same thing wouldn't apply. So Rashi says, like things that are private. Right, but a chatzar is divided up into for both usages. So any hour of the day is it's always in a state of being used. It defies being a state of being used.
You have to say that this chatzar has to be walled in from the outside. You know? It has to. Otherwise, it's not a chatzar.